Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank my God, my family, and my friends, and all of you who are tuning in, and all of my co-hosts who are listening on the line, and anyone else who's listening on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have a very, very special ministry planned just for you, because God is so good and he's going to do great things in your life. So please go tell somebody. Please make sure that you invite somebody to listen in to the ministry. If they're busy right now, then make sure you tell them to listen tomorrow or the next week or the next month or the next year. But God is going to do something special. Amen. So we're going to start by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great light, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. Thanking you for starting us on our way, Lord. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who comes on this ministry, each person who's listening, would you bless their family and their family's family, would you bless their children, would you bless each and every endeavor that they're doing at this particular time, at this moment, and those that they are pursuing in the future. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the doors that are opening, and we thank you for your mighty majesty, Lord, because you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We ask, would you continue, Heavenly Father, to look upon those who say, "Pray for me, Lord," because all of us need prayer. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, if anyone's displaced, would you place them in a situation where they're supposed to be, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good word this week, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Monday, Lord. We thank you for Tuesday. We thank you for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then back to Sunday, Lord. We ask, would you consecrate each of those days and help our hands to be filled with your glory. Help our eyes to continue to look up towards the hill from which cometh our help, and help our mouths to be given unto you to speak the word. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to show us the revelation, show us your glory, show us what you would have us to do, Lord. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the good news, Lord, that you have given, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to dispatch your angels? Would you continue to help your angels and help in any way possible, Lord? Then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless each person us on this line and to listen, Lord. And then, Lord, we just ask as we end this prayer, but never out of your presence, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I am so excited. I was thinking about and listening to the Lord as this song was playing. And I want you to go ahead and get some paper because I'm going to take you through, God calls it an expedient process of faith. Expedient process of faith. Let me write this down. An expedient, that means quick faith. Process of faith cause, says your blessing is on the way. Amen. Our blessing is on the way. Amen. Praise God. That's encouraging. So God says expedient. This is an expedient process of faith. Because our blessing is on the way. And before we get into the message, as I'm going by the revelation, when I get on the ministry speaking the word of God, it's never scripted because God's word is not scripted. It has to meet the needs of the people who are listening. It has to meet the needs of the messenger, and it has to meet the needs of the general body of people. So before I get into the message, the Lord is speaking here. So the expedient process of faith, let me break that down to you first. The expedient process of faith means that God says he needs us to quicken our faith for him. He needs us to quicken our faith. You've been waiting many years. You've been waiting, seem like decades, and your breakthrough has not come. And so, therefore, you've been slowful about going through the process to get to your breakthrough. So God says we need to expedite our process of faith, and he's going to take us through that. Then he says, because our blessing is on the way. He says our blessing is on the way, so we're going to expedite. God says he's going to send. It's kind of like when you need a letter or something processed the next day, so you pay more in order to get that letter to where it's supposed to be. Well, God says that we're going to have to do more. We're going to have to pray more, amen, in order to get that blessing that's on the way, because God says it's going to come right on time. He says, but if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the travail. That means that the things, the storms that come while you're waiting, the storms that come while you're waiting. And I'm going to say this one story as the Lord has given me, and then we're going to go into the lesson. Yesterday, I went to this particular store, and you know, it was storming here in Texas, in Waco. Some of you are not from Texas. That's why I'm telling you it was storming in this area, in this region that I'm in. And so I went into the store. And before I went inside the store, there were people standing, you know. They was afraid to go out in the storm. So I went and bought my items. So when I came back out the store, those same people were standing there and, you know, just looking at the rain, looking at the storm. And God spoke. He said, this is what people do in their storms. They just stand still, and they don't try to move to safety. And God says, it's likened unto prayer. He says you have to take action. You have to pray to God in your storm. People were talking. They were trying to figure out how in the world am I going to get to my car because I'm going to get drenched. That's not what's important. What's important is the process to get out of the storm. What's important is the process to get to your blessing. And so God says that we need to be praying. And he says expedite our faith. Expedite our faith. Now, this is going to all make sense because it's a lot of parables in here, and I pray to God that it be simplified where the people of God can understand, and we're getting ready to simplify it right now. If you would turn in your Bibles to Psalm 20 and 6, Psalm 20 and 6, Psalm 20 and 6, okay? I'm going to give you time to do that. Psalm 20 and 6. Psalm 20 and 6. And let's go ahead and read the, give me just a second, let me tell you which version the Lord wants. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victories, excuse me, with the victorious power of his right hand. Let me read that again. Psalm 20 and 6. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. I want you to take off God says that this is to the body, this is to the believers of people. Sometimes we get stuck in words, but God says, take off the cloth of his, and they're speaking about a possession, God's people. He's speaking about the people whom he possesses. God possesses us as people. And he says, now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. Now, let's talk about this, okay, because we have several things going on, and the Lord is going to make this simple for us. We talked about the expedient process of faith. So write that down, expedient process of faith. Expedient process of faith, okay? The expedient process of faith. Now, let's look at this first sentence. The Lord gives victory to his anointed. Under expedient process of faith, God says, write down anointed. Under anointed, I would like for you to write down appointment. Appointment, like you have a doctor's appointment. After you write down the expedient process of faith, anointed, appointed, directed, and chosen. Okay. That's all that God, don't even try to read into that yet. That's what God gave us for the expedient process of faith. The expedient process of faith. Now God says, right by faith, he wants us to put fast. He wants us to put quick, and he wants us to put works. Okay? All right. Now, God calls this, follow my English people, English majors, those who like language arts, those who like science, history as well. It could be in math as well. Ministry. God says he wants us to use a scientific cause. So he says the expedient process of faith will be the cause. And he says blessings. So put blessings. This is our second big topic. So your first big topic is the expedient process of faith. All right, and God says by faith we're going to put fast, quick, and works. Then under the expedient process of faith, you're going to have anointed, appointed, directed, and chosen. All right? Then you're going to have a number two. You're going to have a big ticket item, number two, and that's called your blessing. That's called our blessing is on the way. Right by way, put I believe. Okay? Right by way, put I believe. So you have expedient process of faith. And the reason why I'm repeating this is because I have many people who's coming on, and I have to make sure you guys get that it's very important. Anyone who's on the line listening is strategically supposed to be on the line right now, okay? So expedient process of faith, all right? Right beside faith, you have fast, quick, and works. Then under that, you have anointed, appointed, directed, and chosen. That's number one. That's the first thing God gave us, and he's going to explain that. Then number two, he says the blessing is on the way. And then right beside way, put I believe. Okay. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary. I want you to put, as God is speaking, he answers from his heavenly sanctuary. He answers. God says, just put he answers. God says, put victory under answers, power, and put right hand, because that's going to be very significant as the Lord is showing. Put right hand. That is very significant. Okay. Of Psalm 20:6. And I'm going to read it one more time. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. All right. Now, if you hear some pauses, it's true. There are some pauses because God is speaking. None of this is scripted. All right? So God is speaking to us all at the same time. So here we go. The expedient process of faith. God says that he requires that we begin by having the faith of a mustard seed. I'm supposed to give you a picture here. So pretend like you planted a seed in the ground. And you have a garden. God says, in due season, with you working and watering the ground, and the sun is helping the seed to grow, he says it is a process. And so God says that because our blessing is on the way, he needs us to hurry up and plant the seed. What is the seed? All right? He needs us to hurry up and plant the seed. Don't think about anointed, none of that yet. Let's just talk about the foundation. That's all we're working on. The expedient process of faith is nothing more than a seed planted in the ground, scientifically. Spiritually, the expedient process of faith is your prayer life every day. The works, the deeds that you do every day for the kingdom. We're not talking about your regular job. We're not talking about your job that you go to because you want to get paid. We're talking about the work that you do for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Whether that is treating your neighbor right, whether that is abstaining from gossip, whether that is being of service to someone, God says expedite your process of faith. Expedite your process of faith. So I want you to think about this. When we talk about expedite your process of faith, we said scientifically, and write this down, in science, because this is a very, God calls it a very complicated process, he says, but it's going to be simplified. So you have to stay with me, okay? So you're going to hear myself, you're going to hear me repeating things because I want to make sure you get it. So scientifically, okay, scientifically, in science, this can be likened unto a seed planted in the ground, okay? Spiritually, God says, and write that down, spiritually, this is our prayer life. And God says this is how we treat people, what we say, and what we do. God says quicken yourself to do right. Quicken yourself, because God says he has no respect of persons and he wants to bless those whom he have chosen to bless. Okay? And he says that we are imperfect people. He says, so it is time, he says, the message is, it is time to go ahead and expedite and plant that seed, begin today, right now, treating people right, doing what's right, saying the right things. Okay? Begin doing that, praying unto God. He says, begin doing that so that we can get to the second part of this. All right? So we all know that basically to expedite the process of faith, we understand that we have to begin to plant something within us. It has to be inside of us, in our hearts. Make sure your heart's right. Make sure you're thinking the right things. Make sure you're staying away from gossip. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Make sure your hands are busy instead of in other people's stuff. You know, so just make sure that you're doing what's right. Then God speaks about the process in which he goes about honoring and giving favor unto the people of God who have been faithful. God says that he has some individuals who are anointed. Now, when we talk about anointed, we're not talking about somebody just getting some oil anointing your head and say, okay, you're anointed. No. God says anointed, those whom he have chosen, right, to prophesy. And we're not talking about soothsayers, people to reach a point. We're talking about people who understand the voice of God and can disseminate it to the people. Then God says preachers. He says those who can preach the word in season and out of season. That's very important, ladies and gentlemen. He says those who are anointed can preach the word in season and out of season. Okay? Then he talks about the apostles. Then he talks about the teachers. He says, those who can write the vision and make it plain. He says, those are my anointed. Those who can write the vision and make it plain, and those who can adjust to people's differences and understand how to teach the word of God. We're not talking about your regular 9-to-5 job. We're talking about the spiritual kingdom. I want everybody to get out of that world view of thinking, as God is saying. He says, this is a spiritual appointment with you. This is a spiritual appointment with us. God is getting ready to do something spiritual that the world couldn't even think about giving to us. The world wouldn't give it to us. It has to be God. And because it has to be God, it has to be God's way. So it's very important that you do not mix this in to a job, or you do not mix this in with the world. This is a spiritual, only think spiritual with this. God says his anointed. He says those who prophesy. He says those preachers who preach in season and out of season. He says those apostles. He says those teachers who can write the vision and make it plain. Those people who can go to sit from city to city, or can speak the word of God, you know, who know the word of God and who lives the word of God. He says none of us are perfect. He says, but those are my anointed. He says this is how we expedite the process. He says those who are anointed, because those, guess what? I want you to draw an arrow from all those people I just told you. Okay? Yeah, I told you this is a very, God calls it a very complicated process, but we're going to simplify it. So let me give you a rundown to make sure we're together. Scientifically, in order to expedite the process of faith, scientifically, it's nothing but a seed planted in the ground. And we as people being the overseer of that seed, making sure the sun shines on the seed, making sure we water it, make sure we check it every day. All right? But spiritually, it's our prayer life. It's how we treat people, what we say, what we do, what we do with our hands. It deals with our thinking. Okay? Now, we talk about after we have the after we expedite the process of faith, God says that this is fast and quick, and it deals with our works, all right? It deals with our works and what we do. Now, when we talk about the anointed, God says that this is whom he calls first. I want you to put a number one. He said this is whom he lets know first. He says he allows his anointed to know first, right? When we talk about anointed, we're talking about the prophets. Right prophecy in parentheses, right preachers in parentheses, because they're in a group by themselves, right apostles in parentheses, and right teachers in parentheses. And I want you to draw an arrow from the prophecy, draw an arrow from the preachers, the apostles, and the teachers. So you should have anointed, then you have parentheses prophecy with an arrow going down, preachers with an arrow going down, apostles with an arrow going down, and teachers with an arrow going down. Okay? All right. Now, so that's the anointed. That's who God first reveals his message to. Now, I want you to circle the prophets. I want you to circle the prophets, because I have to give you the assignment so you will know what the prophets do. As I said before, this is a very complicated task, but the Lord wants me to teach it. Okay. With the prophets, they are the messengers. We're going to make this easy. We're going to use one word, as the Lord said. The prophets are the messengers. Okay. The preachers, the word of God. The apostles, they demonstrate the word of God. And the teachers write the visions. Okay? And we're talking about the spiritual world. We're not talking about teachers that teach in schools. The spiritual world, right? When we look at prophecy and you see the messenger, right? You see the preachers, you see, they study the word. The apostles, they demonstrate, and the teachers, they have visions. All right. Stay with me. Our next term is appointment. Appointment, right? Appointment under your diagram. Appointment. Appointment. All right. So you have prophecy and messenger, and then by appointment, the prophecy, right, is appointed by God to give you a message. All right? The prophet gets the message from God, and that's who appoints them to tell you these things. The preachers study the word of God, and they do what? They teach the word of God. The apostles demonstrate the word of God. When they demonstrate that, right, their appointed time should be to show what can happen when we are obedient unto God. So they are the showers. the teachers are the visionaries. The vision, and make it plain. The teachers are the ones likened unto the shepherd, right? Likened unto Jesus in that they teach and they train disciples, people who are going to follow after God. They go out. The teachers go out, God says in the spiritual term. They go out just like prophets. And these are the individuals who write the vision and they make it plain, okay? So these particular teachers, they are our scribes. We're going to call them scribes, but we're going to also call them, these teachers are also the leaders. They're the watchers, right? So God says, my prophets, I'm going to make this plain for you. My prophets serve as my mouthpiece. Teachers serve as my proof. My apostles serve as my demonstration of faith. And my teachers serve as my demonstration of love. Okay? God calls his prophets, his anointed, his mouthpieces at the appointed time. He says, at the appointed time, you're going to hear prophets prophesying about what the Lord said. Now then, how do you know? Because God says, as we're looking at this, he says, you're going to have some prophets who are not really prophets. They're going to prophesy, but they're not going to prophesy what the Lord said. They have their own agendas. You will know because God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not entertain. And God will affirm what the prophet is saying, right? Okay. So God says he will always affirm. There is no need for me to go into a demonstration about if a prophet tells you something, if this prophet is real or not, because God says he's going to always affirm it and give his stamp of approval immediately. That's prophecy, right? So those individuals serve as the mouthpiece. We talk about preachers. Preachers are the proof. That's why they said turn in your Bibles. That's why they study the Bible. Right? That's why in church they say, okay, our text is so you can follow along. So they're the proof. The apostles are the faith. Those individuals, they still go out as well, but they demonstrate, they show what God can do if we're obedient. Those apostles, God says that those are his faith keepers. If you want to know about faith, look at the apostles in the Bible. Look at the apostles. Just read about them if you want to know about faith and how faith looks and how faith sounds. Then he said his teachers are his visionaries. These are the leaders. These are the watchers. He says these are the ones who show love. When he was teaching the disciples, he knew that one disciple wasn't with him, but he still loved them. He still loved them in spite of, right? And so God says that this is the assignment of his anointed. And at the appointed time, this is how these individuals will serve in our lives. Some will be mouthpieces, that's prophecy. Some will be proof, that's the preacher. Some will be faith, that's the apostles. And some will be show you love, and those are the teachers. And all these things we need to get to the process. Okay, so you have, you understand the expedient process of faith. You understand that that's a seed planted, stay with me, in science. You understand that that's our prayer life and how we treat others, what we do and what we say spiritually, right? Okay, now, and then God gave us a list, and he says his anointed. He says there's a process in order for us to get to our blessing. He says it first comes through the anointed, the prophecy, the prophets, the preachers, the apostles, and the teachers. Then he gave us what each of these individuals' job is, messenger, prophecy, preachers, they give us the word, apostles, they give us demonstrations, teachers, they tell us the visions, and they show us love. Then he says at the appointed time when the Lord releases his prophecy, when he releases the word of God so that this information can be disseminated to the world, he says that the prophets are his mouthpiece. He says, and ears, praise God. Then he says the preachers are the proof because they're in the Bible sharing the message of God. He says then the apostles are the demonstrators. They are the showers. They are the demonstration of his love and demonstration of what happens when we have faith. He said, and of course, the teachers write the vision, make it plain. They are our watch keepers, right? He says they are like our shepherds, right? And he says they watch over the sheep. and they show love. And if one sheep goes astray, then they go find that one sheep. Right? Right. All right. So that's a anointed, appointed, and then God says directed, right? Directed. God is going to tell us what that is. As we get closer and closer to our blessing, God says directed. God says on this one, all you need to write is order my steps in your word. Order my steps. Anytime you place an order, you're going to check that order most of the time to make sure it's right. If you go to a restaurant and you order food and you expect the waiter or waitress to bring you the right food, God says that there must be order in your life. He must be, and I want you to understand this, he must be number one in your life. God says he must be your first priority. God says he must be your first priority, not your significant other, not your family, not your job. Not God must be number one in your life. He is a priority. He is the first priority. Why is God the first priority? He says because nobody is able to understand his revelation. Follow me. Nobody is able to understand his revelation nor the will of God if he is not number one. Do you see where this is going? If God is not number one in our lives, there is no way that he can give the message to the prophets or the preachers or the apostles or the teachers in order so that we know specifically what the will of God is. Now, some people are saying, well, God tells us exactly what the will is. Not if he's not a priority in your life. God could be trying to speak to you, but you have so many things going on and you put so many people in front of God that you can't hear what God is saying. So God says he must be a first priority in your life. When you wake up in the morning, it's thank you, God. It's not looking on your Facebook page or getting on Facebook thing in the morning. It's supposed to be thank you, God. I am putting you first in my life. And sometimes we have to verbalize that. We have to say that so that it can become real in our lives. So God says, directed, order my steps, order my steps in your way. Order my steps in your steps. Order my steps in your way. That's what God says. He says, order my steps in your steps. And we're talking about God. Order my steps in your way. Okay? There's no reason why we should go wrong if we're walking in the path of God, because God walks in righteousness. But he must be a first priority. There is nobody else under directed, because God is directing us. Nobody else. Not Peter, not Paul, nobody. Mary, none of those individuals. Only person that's directing our steps is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you with me? All right. And we're talking about, this is still the process of how to expedite the process of faith. Right? You have to make God a priority. You have to understand the different functions of how God is going to send your blessing unto you, how God is going to disseminate this information. And one way is through his prophets, preachers, apostles, and teachers. All right? Okay, so we have anointed, appointed, directed, and now chosen. This is the part that everybody wants to know. How in the world will God choose me? How in the world will God know the desires of my heart? God knows everything, number one. Okay? But God says that in the process of the blessings, he says we all have, I want you to write seasons. We all have seasons. Write the word seasons by chosen. Write the word seasons by chosen. And God says that no man knows the hour or the day that he comes, just like no man or woman knows the hour in which he or she will be blessed, right? God says, but that's why it's so important spiritually that we continuously, if you go back up here to the expedite the process of faith, spiritually that we pray, we treat people right, we be mindful of what we say and what we do, because you never know when God is going to drop that gift on you, when God is going to bless you, when God is going to deliver you, set you free, when God is going to give you a promotion, when God is going to give you a financial breakthrough. You don't know. And you want to be right when you accept it from God. Because if you accept it in the wrong manner, God can take it back as well. So you have to be prepared. prepared, because God says there are so many seasons, right? We have winter, spring, summer, and fall. And sometimes in the winter, it seems like summer. And so we never know. So God says, be ye always ready. He says, always have your clothes, because you don't know how the weather's going to be. So that's why he says, always pray in season and out of season, because we don't know when God's going to choose us. I don't know when God's going to say, okay, I need you to serve as a prophet. I need you to serve as a minister. And serving as a minister and prophet and all this doesn't mean you're behind a pulpit. God can appoint you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. God can give you the word. God can give you that anointing on your life, and he can do that to anybody he chooses to do it to. It's just a formality when people are behind the pulpit. But God can call anybody. He can call somebody in a club, and they can be a preacher. God can do it. He can perform miracles. So you have to be ready in season and out of season, because you don't know when God is going to choose you. You don't know when God's going to say, I need you to prophesy this to so-and-so. How do they know this is true? Because God says he always is going to put his stamp of approval, and he says, my sheep that I send you to, they know my voice, and a stranger shall they not entertain. So there won't be any questions whether this is real or fake, because the sheep, you know God's voice. And those who are out in the world, they have no clue what God's voice is. But God says that he has something for them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He says, so when my prophets go to those who don't know me, he says, then I bless them. I give them a sample of who I am. I introduce myself, not formally, but informally. And they taste and see that the Lord is good, and they know that this person that was sent by God to them is real, and it's not made up. So we don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you that God's going to choose somebody in a red shirt. God's going to choose somebody in a white shirt. God's going to choose somebody who drives a Honda. I don't know, because God says there's so many seasons. He says, but that's why he's saying expedite your faith. Expedite how you pray. Expedite how you treat people. Begin to treat people right, like right now, you know, because we don't want to accept it in the wrong manner. All right, so let me give you a summation of this, because we're getting ready to move to our second half. And this is the best part. The blessing is on the way. Amen. God said the blessing is here. It's not on the way. It's here, and it's waiting on us to pick it up. Praise God. Scientifically, let's go over this real quick. I'm going to be quick, because I want to make sure everybody's with me, because I don't want to leave anybody behind. No child left behind. No Christian left behind. Praise God. When we talk about the expedient process of faith, scientifically, it's nothing but a seed planted, and you're overseeing the seed. You're making sure that the sun is shining. Praise God. You're praying to God that the sun will shine on this seed, and you're watering this plant. Then God says, spiritually, and this is what we're focusing on. This is the core of this particular all in his hands. This is what we're focusing on. Spiritually, it's our prayer life. It's how we treat others. It's what we say and what we do. And this is very important that we expedite this process, because some things are getting ready to happen after this process. We must expedite, like, right now, right? Like yesterday, we should have been expediting. Expedite our faith. But then God puts four different descriptions, or four dimensions, as he calls it. He says, my anointed are the first people who have a hint, who understand what I am about to do. He says, I send it through my prophets. And God circles the prophets, he says, because these are my messengers. They know the most intimate things of my heart. He says, I give my prophets what I don't give my ministers and pastors and teachers and apostles. He says, because they are my ears, they are my messengers, they are my mouthpiece, right? And so he talks about the anointed. He says the prophets are anointed because they are the messengers. When he anoints the prophets, they become the messengers of God, right? We're not talking about soothsayers and all these other people. We're talking about real, legitimate, anointed prophets that you know they're prophets. A prophet does not have to announce him or herself, because God has already announced who they are through the revelation of God, through the message that comes out of their mouth, prophecy. Amen. They don't have to announce, I'm a prophet. They know, God says, they know by the words that come out of their mouth. Okay. Whew, I'm on fire tonight. Preachers. He says, the preachers study the word. He says, these are my anointed as well. He says, the preachers, they study the word. They know the word of God. You come to a preacher, you say, you know, preacher, I need to know about this particular area. They can take you to scripture. Why? Because they study. Their domain is studying the word of God. Right? Studying the word of God and teaching the word of God to the people, to the sheep. Right? We talk about the apostles. They give demonstrations. They're the showers. If you want to know what faith looks like, study an apostle in the Bible. if you want to know what faith really looks like, right? God says his apostles are the ones who show what faith is, right? And so, like I said, when you want to know what faith is, it's more than that, just that mustard seed, right? It's more than the mustard seed. It's action. It's action, right? All right. So it's action. Praise God. That's the apostle. That's the faith part. Then we talk about the teachers. The teachers are visionaries. They're scribes. They're leaders. They're watchers. They show love. They're compassionate. Those teachers, why are they so compassionate? Why? Because they are the overseers of the sheep. When the sheep go astray, they're the ones who have to lead these people back. The teachers, as God says, they are the ones who either turn people from God or turn people to God. Now you say, what is the difference between a minister and a teacher? A teacher is more of a visionary. A teacher knows each and every one of their sheep. That's how they knew one was missing out of the 99. They're very direct in knowing their sheep. It's like a mother knowing her children. It's like a father knowing, that's my child, right? And that's how they're visionaries. That's how they give so much love. They're the scribes. They're the leaders. They're the watchers. They make sure that all their sheep are okay. They make sure that they're giving the information to their sheep. Now, the preachers, on the other hand, they study the Word of God. Their particular area is a little different from the teacher, although it can be connected, because with the preachers, they mostly give the word of God. They give the word of God. They serve during comforting times, but they give the word of God, and when they give the word of God, then they open up the doors of the church. The teachers are the ones who can either lead people to God or lead people away. Why? Because they are directly right there with the sheep. And God says the reason why teachers can lead sheep to God or away is because they're out there in the world teaching. God says our lives as Christians teach people what God is about. Whether it's true or false, people look at Christians, people look at people who go to church. We are the teachers. Guess what? We're the teachers. The people on the line, if you're listening, you're a teacher, whether you want to be one or not. Because your actions and your behaviors, our actions and our behaviors, even the anointed here, the prophets, the preachers, the apostles, the teachers, our actions and our behaviors outside demonstrates if people want to come to Christ or not. We are the teachers. What we say and what we do, God says, that determines if people are going to come to Christ or not. He says people come to Christ because of us, or they turn away because of us. And he says the preachers give the word of God and they open up the house of the Lord. They are the overseers of the house of the Lord and they give the word. That's the difference between a teacher and a preacher or a minister. We are the teachers. We teach people every day. Whether we are in a classroom, whether we are in the world, whether we go to workshops, we're teaching people on a daily basis. Then we talk about appointment. God says, at the appointed time, he says, my prophets are going to be my mouthpiece, my preachers are going to be my proof, my apostles are going to be my faith, and my teachers are going to be my love. If you show love to people and show that love, God is love, more people will turn to God. And we're not just talking about more people coming to church. I told you there's going to be an influx of people. That's still happening. That's going to come. But we are the teachers. And how we act, whether it's love or hate in the world, we are teaching people about God. Okay? God says he's the only one. He's the first priority. If we do not put God first in our lives, our steps are going to be off. He says it's just like a soldier. If you are not in cadence, dress right, dress, you're going to be off step doing drill. You're going to be off step. He says when you go different places, if you're not walking in the name of Jesus and you're not walking in righteousness, you're not going to go to your correct destiny. He says, so that's why we have to be directed by God. All of this is spiritual. This has nothing to do with the world, nothing to do with your job, nothing to do with in your home. This has to do with the spiritual part of Jesus Christ. So don't mix it. Don't intertwine it because it does not relate to any of it. God says it starts with the core of the heart, the spiritual part. God says the first part of our life is the spiritual part because it dictates how we treat his children. And he's not talking about little babies. He's talking about everybody. We all are his children. Then chosen. I told you, I couldn't tell you. I can't tell you if you're chosen or not. I can't even tell if I'm chosen or not. God says he tells nobody that. He says not even his prophets who know the most intimate thing. He says, but he tells them when the time is drawing near so that they can prepare the people. Right? And so that's why God says we must expedite, because the blessing is on its way. Expedite our faith, how we treat people. Start now. Let's get to the second half. The second half. The second half is the blessing, God says, is no longer on the way. The blessing is here. God says, put the blessing is here. This is the second part of the AfritaLoveShow.com. Thank you for tuning in. The blessing is here. And on right by here, put I believe. And I receive. God said the blessing is here. In parentheses, put I believe and I receive. Now, from that scripture, Psalm 20 and 6, we understand God says, he said, put he answers. So I believe and I receive that God answers. Answers. Let's go ahead and make that our prayers. God answers our requests. God says it's very important in this stage when you're waiting on an answer from God that you continuously pray unto God and ask God that what you're asking for be in his will, that what you're asking for is in his will. It must be in the will of God. I'm going to repeat that. It must be in the will of God, because we've asked God to order our steps, and so what you're asking, the desires of your heart, it should be aligned with the will of God. That's why we have that needs and wants, because we're asking God, we're praying. That's why we pray before we go into our needs and wants, because we want to make sure that we're aligned with the will of God. So God said the blessing is here. I believe it. I receive it, that God answers our prayers. He answers our requests. And he says, pray and ask that everything that we ask is in the will of God. God says once we ask, he says we're going to receive something called a victory. A victory is anything that causes you pleasure, happiness, right? A peace of mind. You can get rest at night. You feel encouraged. You feel good. You're happy. You're smiling. You're excited. I want you to imagine, see yourself doing that right now, because God says it's already here. God said the blessing is already here. He's already placed it. And we have to get there. He said, the blessing is here. I believe, I receive, that God answers our prayers. He answers our requests. He says, pray, ask what you ask, that everything be in the will. Receive the victory. How are you going to feel when you receive this victory? What are you going to do? God says there's pleasure, there's happiness, there's peace, there's rest, there's encouragement. He says there's a smile and excitement. And God says there's a tenth. Amen. That we give unto God. He says a tenth of whatever it is, because God is going to bless us. He says a tenth of service, a tenth of finances, whatever it is, God says, give unto God as well. And that's part of the victory party. Then he talks about power. He talks about the power. He says that once he blesses us and the blessing is here and it's bestowed upon you. God says it's bestowed. God acts like it's a garment. He says it's bestowed upon you. After he answers and he gives you the victory, he says it gives you kingdom power. He says because the world can't give it to you, nor can they take it away. Because you're an ambassador for God and because you're anointed and appointed and chosen by God, he says nobody can take that away from you. Excuse me. What God, this blessing that God is going to give, he says nobody can take it away. Amen. He says he is the only one with the power to take that away. He says, but the power that he's speaking about for us, he says, is the power in Jesus' name. He says you're going to be very great at what you do. He says you're going to be very, he says, this is unimaginable. People wouldn't imagine that you would be this great. He says, and the only reason why you're this great is because of who you belong to and who you are, and because you were chosen, and because you were anointed and appointed. And God says that this is something that the world can never take away. And so he says the power is within God, not the people. He says, so when he talks about power, he's not talking about a power over the people, he says, because he's over everyone. He's talking about the power in your discernment and the power in your service, how powerful you are and how great you are at what you do because your steps are ordered by God and because you were chosen and selected and appointed. He says that you will have power in the name of Jesus in the kingdom of God. And anything that you ask for, anything that you need help for, God says he's right there. Amen. Then he talks about the right hand, speaking about the right hand. He says the right hand is very significant. This is very significant, and we're not talking about a person being your right hand. I always tell people when they ask me who is my right hand, I say our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, because when I get in a bind, the Lord comes to my rescue. Amen. I could be anywhere, and the Lord comes to my rescue to see about old me. But our right hand, God says that in this blessing, because it's going to be huge, and we're talking about a spiritual blessing, I don't want you to think anything is going to affect, it's going to be a positive effect on the world, the things that we do in the world, such as jobs and families. It's going to be a positive effect. But God, this is spiritual. I told you, everything with this is spiritual. This is from God. This is not from a person, if you know what I mean. So when we talk about our right hand, God says he wants to be our right hand. He wants to be first. He says he's a jealous God. He says all of these things are going to happen, and some great things are going to happen with this ministry too. God says that's no secret. All right, I'm going to get that out. Praise God. Thank you for that revelation. I believe I receive. When you get on these platforms, right, when you have the opportunity to do all these things and to speak and to help people who are disenfranchised and to speak up for civil rights and speak up for education and to do all of these things, God says, forget not your right hand. Because if it wasn't for your right hand, right, you wouldn't be able to hold two birds at one time. Amen? That's in a physical sense. God says, be happy. And then God says, for those who only have one extremity, he says, be happy for that one, because if it wasn't because of that one hand that you have, he says, you wouldn't be able to hold that one bird. So God says, always be thankful for the right hand. Always be thankful for one hand, if you have one hand. So God says, don't forget, don't neglect, because this is a huge blessing. And God says it's going to set you apart. When he's talking about setting you apart, he says, set you apart from the world, he says, but also it's going to set you apart as in he calls it a status. He said a spiritual status. He says because people are going to know that's from God, because there's no possible way. It's going to be very obvious, God says. He says he's an obvious God. God likes to be an obvious God because, once again, he says for those who don't believe in him and don't believe in the power of God, he likes to show people and give them a sample of who he is. And so when we talk about that particular right hand, we're actually speaking about God. Who is your right hand? God's my right hand. You ask me that any day. God, that's my right hand. Amen. When I need something, where I am, God's always there. Then my family. But God, if somebody was to ask me who your right hand is, I tell them God. Because I'm serious. God has always come through. Never let me down. I could be right here. Lord, how do you do this? Boom. He right there. Amen. Amen. So God is my right hand. And that's who I depend on, that's who I trust in, that's who I believe in, that's where my confidence comes from, that's where my authority comes from. You know, and I can get on this ministry. I used to be a little, when the Lord called me to this ministry to oversee it, you know, I used to be a little apprehensive. And God said, you can do it. He says, I'm your right hand. And once God give me that approval, that he's my right hand, I don't worry about anything else. So everything that I do, whatever it is, I believe in the power of God. I believe I can do it because I have a right hand who's powerful. I have a right hand who has more power than anybody on this earth. And anything, I can do it because of God. I don't doubt myself. I don't doubt myself because I have God. That's where my confidence comes from, is God. And I thank God for it. And that's where your confidence should come from as well. And I guarantee you, if you put confidence in God and call God your right-hand man, your first man, I guarantee you that you're going to come out successful. I guarantee you that whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. You may not be in a situation you want to be in. You may not be where you want to be in life, but God's going to put you there. In his, what, due time. That's why he talks about seasons. So it's very important that we put everything in God's hand. It doesn't matter what it is, what problem it is. Somebody told me, they said, pray for me. They asked that I pray for two people. God said, it's already done. Because God's my right hand, I know that he's going to bless that person who asked me to pray for those two people. I know that he's going to bless you. I know he's going to bless me. I have that confidence and that faith. God says, don't let nobody, and I'm going to say it again, don't let nobody talk you down. Don't let nobody make you appear like you don't know what you're doing or make you appear like you have no idea. Don't let nobody do it because you have a right-hand man, and that's God. And guess what? God is able to do everything but fail. That's where that confidence comes from. When you tell me that somebody can't learn or they can't do, I say, where is God? Where is God at? Because that's the right-hand man. That's the person that I go to on a daily basis, and he always comes through. Amen? So I challenge you. I encourage you to talk to God, speak to God, have faith in God, believe in the power of God because God is good. So once again, this lesson was all in his hands. God says we need to expedite our faith, how we treat people, how we talk to people. Abstain from gossip, abstain from anything that's not of God. He says, then there's the anointed. He says, those are my prophets. He says, those are my preachers, my apostles, and my teachers. He says, some serve as messengers, some serve as teachers, some serve as faith, and some serve as love. But the greatest of these, he says, is love. And when we talk about charity, God talks about it. But he talks about it at a later time. He talks about when he gives you the blessing. And we're going to talk about that real quick. So the point, God says that the prophets are dispersed. And his prophecy is going to come out of their mouth. He says, believe. How do you know that they're real? God says, because my sheep are my voice and strangers. Will they not entertain? Well, what if I'm not under the walk of safety with God? What if I don't even know God? God says he always allow you to taste and see that he's good. And you know that that's a real prophet. Then he says, the ministers are proof, apostles, faith, and, of course, the teachers of love. Your steps should be only ordered by God, nobody else. Nobody else should be able to determine your destiny. Nobody else should be able to say what you can and can't do. The only person that says what you can and can't do is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's it. There's nobody on earth who knows what you can and can't do because they don't know the power of God. So I'm telling you, from the youth on up to the adults, if somebody tell you you can't do something, they don't know what they're talking about because God is in control and he has all the power within his hands. So you give it to God and I guarantee you, you can do it. Make sure your steps are directed by God. They're chosen. We don't know. We don't know when our blessings come. We have no idea. But God says it's getting close. He says it's almost time. He says, so therefore get right. Get right, church. Let's go home. He says, be careful how you treat people. He says, pray without ceasing, in and out of season. Preach the word when you're supposed to preach the word. Don't neglect your firstborn. God has put you on all these platforms and sending you around the world, giving you financial breakthroughs. He says, don't forget your firstborn, which is the word of God. Don't neglect God and don't neglect the word. Then we talk about the blessing. Everybody want to hear about the blessings on its way. Now, the blessing is here. I receive it, and I believe that the blessing is here. And I believe that God answers prayers because he's answered many. And I believe that God answers requests. You pray and you ask that everything that you pray for is in the will of God. And I guarantee you to be in the will of God. The victory is mine. The victory is yours. The victory comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How do you feel when you have this victory? You have pleasure, happiness, peace, rest, encouragement. You feel good. You feel happy. You're smiling and you're excited. When the victory is yours, any time that a team wins, they're happy. And God says you're going to have the victory when this is finished. Then God talks about the power. Where is the power at? The power comes from God. It doesn't come from your neighbor. It doesn't come from your teacher. It doesn't come from your job. The power comes from God. And man, God says he's like light. He says when he's turned on, he says everybody can pretty much move freely. He says, but when the power is off, people begin to stumble and fall. And they get into a zone called an unsafe zone when the lights are off. He says, but he is the light of the world. And because he is the light of the world, people are able to move around and be of service. Then the right hand. God says everything should be in his hands anyway. He says, but the right hand is very important. If somebody asks you who your right hand is, a lot of people say my right hand is so-and-so. My right hand is my family member, which that's true. But I have another right hand that's always with me. I always take care of me. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's my right hand. I can go to God right now and say, Lord, I want to write this script. I want to get it on the big screen. And I guarantee you, the Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. So I don't worry about what the world thinks about what can be done and what can't, because I serve a God that everything and anything is possible with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the next time, I'm going to tell the kids on down. The next time, and I read all these articles how, you know, some kids' feelings are hurt because of what they hear from the world, what they hear from school. Let me tell you something. If somebody tell you you can't do it, I know somebody who can help you do it. And his name is Jesus. So there is nothing on this earth that you can't do. So if somebody tell you that, don't let nobody make you feel low. None of that. That's their problem. Your problem is to trust in God. That's your problem. You have to trust in God. God is able to help you do anything. I'm telling you, that's the secret. When I was in school, God was my right-hand man. And I guarantee you, God got me out of school. He helped me. He blessed me as I traveled down those dangerous streets and byways, and he's still blessing me and taking care of me. So you can't tell me that the power of God and him being your right hand is not going to get you through life, young people, because he will, and he's able to do it. Yeah, you're going to have some storms. I mean, I had some storms. When I was driving, I had some physical storms, and then we had some life storms. We lost some family members and things of that nature, but God still kept us because he was my right hand. He kept us, and I was able to carry through. Amen? So there is nothing. The sky is the limit. And I told God, and I'm almost finished. I told God, there is nothing in this world that I can't do. Because I know who I have on my right side, the right side of me. I know who I trust and believe and depend on. And that's God. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. And together, we can make a difference with God being our right-hand man. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I trust and depend on God for everything. Lord, I need to go to sleep. I trust God to close my eyes and bless me to go to sleep and pray that I wake up. Amen? Amen. I thank y'all so much for listening to that Free to Love show, All in His Hands. The particular verse was Psalm 20 and 6, numbers 1 through 9. Excuse me, 20 and 6, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about our scripture. Psalm 20 and 6. All right, so be sure to read that. We're going to play one more song, All in His Hands. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity to accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we're going to go to the announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrida Love.
All right.
Amen. That was all in his hands. And I tell you what, sometimes I forget I'm online. I'm thinking I'm at church, amen, but church doors at home, amen. So I am so excited and delighted that you guys decided to join me on tonight. Please, at this particular time, I really want you to give this some thought. If you know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, great. Continue to study in the Word. Continue to be in the Word of God. And be continue to be about the Father's business. But if you don't, I ask at this particular time that you consider our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's the best yes that you can possibly give in this day and time. When you say yes unto God, that is the best yes that you can possibly give at this particular time. Saying yes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So this is your opportunity to accept the Lord. If you accept the Lord, you say, Lord, I accept you into my life. I surrender all unto you, and I ask that you continue to order my steps. And if I am a chosen one, whether it be a teacher, apostle, or a prophet, would you show me and direct me in your way? And I guarantee you the Lord will do that. But that is the prayer that we pray unto God in order to allow him to come into our lives and to clean us up and to help us to be all that we can be. Amen? Because the Lord is going to bless us in a mighty, mighty way. But we have to be prepared for the blessing that is to come. Amen? And remember, the last thing, God is your right-hand man. You can do everything with God. And without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Amen? Amen. Have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE or theafreedalofshow.com. That's AlfreedalovesHow.com. And click on Love Radio and you'll be right at the studio. So be sure to do that. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Alfreda Love, that's Alfredalove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Remember to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray with them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Remember to pray when you pray for each of your family members. Be sure that you are specific, whatever it is that they need, be sure that you are specific, because God is answering specific prayers. God already knows, but he wants us to say it in the atmosphere. And so we're praying for our family members. We're praying for those in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are going in. We're praying for each and every one of those individuals. We're praying for those who say, pray for me, because it's very important that we pray together as a body. God says that when we stand before him, we're going to stand before him independently. That's why it's always important, God says, in order to know how to pray. We should always know how to pray independently, but it's something about when other people begin to pray for you and intercede for you, even at your weakest points, and all of us get weak sometimes. God says there's something about that, that he is able to do some powerful and mighty things. And so we need to be able to pray for ourselves and know God for ourselves. But also, when we pray for other people, God also blesses us because we're intercessories. And so if you have the strength to pray because somebody else may have lost their strength or they're tired or they're in a storm, then continue to pray. Do your job and pray for that person or those persons involved, okay? All right. Get your calendars out. Okay. So there are a lot of things going on, man, and I have to post these things, and when I get back online on tomorrow, God's will, I'm going to actually announce these other things. But on March the 19th, that's on a Saturday, at the St. Paul Lutheran Church off of Hogan Lane, there is a Bellmead event at that particular church. Please be sure, if you live in Bellmead, Texas, close to Willow Street, close to the school, close to the ISD, if you live on Willow Street, if you live in that area, if you live in Bellmead, just stop by, see what that church is doing. St. Paul. St. Paul works with a lot of your students, a lot of your children, a lot of your cousins. They do a lot of things at the ISDs in this area. They go and I mean, they do a lot of things with the students. So be sure to go out and see what they're doing. They're going to have a huge community event, so be sure to do that. All right? That's in March. And there's some more dates in March that I need to post, but I will do that as soon as I receive the literature. Okay. All right. April 2nd, yours truly, Dr. Abrita Love, will be in San Antonio, Texas. God has blessed this ministry to go on platforms, but I will be going in educational dominion. And so it won't be ministry, it'll be educational. And so I'm going in the educational domain, and that's in April on the 2nd. All right? So I will be in San Antonio, Texas, but we're still going to have the ministry later on that night. All right? Also, in April 9th, you know that Mr. David Mann will be in Waco, Texas. If you need tickets, you can go to Miss Merlin's Gift Gallery. You also know that there is a Dallas Gigantic Gospel Concert at Friendship West. You can actually make both of these events. You're going to have to leave Friendship West a little early if you come to Waco, but it's only a hop, skip, and a jump from Dallas to Waco, so be sure to come out and support these gentlemen in their endeavors. Amen. In addition to that, go to the website, afrita.hubpages.com, okay? Go to afrita.hubpages.com, all right? And you will see some articles, so be sure to check out those articles. There are many different articles in this particular, on this particular page. So be sure to read those articles. You have charities, we have fashion models. And I'm not so sure why that says charities. It should say politics. Then fashion models, television and TV shows, we have celebrities. We have blues music, of course, and we have politics and political science. So be sure to read these particular articles. In addition to that, if you go to Afrita, we'll go to that one last. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com, you will see many things on this particular page, and you will see some pictures. You'll see the homepage about us, contact us, services, and church events around the world. So here's the website, stellargospelmusic.com, and then the afritalofshow.com. We've already had the Billboard countdown. Be sure to check that out. All you have to do is go to afritalofshow.com and click on Love Radio. All in His Hands, we're actually concluding that on tonight. And then on the 14th, we'll have the Needs and Wants with Dr. Love at 9 p.m. So be sure to check that out. And then on the 15th, we'll have Miss Rhonda at 9 p.m. On the 16th, we'll have Praying with Love and Power at 9 p.m. Then on the 17th, we'll have the Beard Sisters at 6:30 p.m. Remember, there's an event, community event, March 19th at 9 a.m. at the St. Paul's Church. I'm gonna get an interview in with them. We're setting up an interview as we speak. TV shows to watch: Man's World, Mary Mary, and the Joe Carmichael Show, and Saints and Sinners. Be sure to watch that. I know that you probably watched it on today, and it was great. My email address for TV, media, and all that good stuff is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to check out the Marcy Gerald story. We're preventing youth suicide. We want to congratulate again Virtue, the group Virtue. They're number 3 on the Billboard. Speaking opportunities, if you need a speaker in education, religion, politics, civil rights, community, love is the answer. Please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, we're booking for gospel artists. If you need a gospel artist to come and open up for events, please be sure to email me. Let me know the information, okay? All right, new gospel music projects. I'm not going to read them to you because you can see them right over here. If you have any more new gospel projects for March or April, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That also goes for books as well. You can email me the same email address, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artist highlight of the week, we have Miss Tina Campbell and Mr. Teddy Campbell. Speak the word. Then we have Mr. Anthony Brown, bless the Lord. Then here are some shows for February, which I need to update. We have the Elizabeth Jerrell story, but I'm going to keep that story on there because you need to know about Miss Marcy Jerrell, especially if I'm writing a script on this. Then coming soon, of course, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, which we're working on. Then TV shows, Bounce TV presents The Man's World, Mary Mary, The Carmichael Show, and Saints and Sinners. Events, Dr. Alfreda Love will be in San Antonio, Texas on April 2nd. Mr. David Mann and others, they will be live in Waco April 9th. Then we have the big, gigantic concert in Dallas. Remember that Empire is still airing. They still will be on. We had our top 10 Billboard on yesterday. You can check that out. I need to add the rest of that list. Then the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, and promoting. AlfredaLoveShow.com television, if you want to... I'm going to be adding clips and things of that nature. Of course, this is the advertisement of our church. I've had some churches who has inquired, so please be sure to send your information in. In addition to that, with this website, of course, about us, with this particular website, it's a national radio station. Here are some interview samples if you want to check that out. Church events around the world with pastors and teachers and apostles and ministers. Amen. Here's some church events around the world, and I'm going to update this page as well. Of course, we have the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann and the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016. All right, so be sure to check that out. Then, of course, we go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com page. This is the page where everything is. I mean, when I say everything, everything is on this page. I'm not kidding. Music, everything. So if you get, if you want to listen to some inspirational music, please come on this page. We have the home page. And as you can see, we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Check out her website. We have Sister LaShawn McLemore, Ministry and Gospel. Check out their websites. And then there's Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, let's click on that real quick. My computer's being a little slow today. But click on Love Radio. What you will find is a picture that says the AlfredaLoveShow.com. If you want to follow, all you have to do is press the follow button, and you can follow the show, and you will receive emails. It's a free service. And if you want to check out the many shows, you just scroll down. And when you scroll down, you will see many different numbers. And with those particular numbers, you can decide which show you want to watch. And just scroll all the way down. My computer's being a little slow today, but we have some patience here. We have to practice the patience of Job. but anyway, scroll down, and you will see some numbers. And just select whichever show that, you want to watch. Okay? All right. So we are looking at this right now. It says that we're live, which we are. Praise God. Okay. All right. So let's go back. We always have to wait on computers. All right. About the venue, that this is an international radio station. We cover many events, upcoming events. We have the Marcy Jerrell story. And be sure to connect with me on Facebook, AlfredaLove, or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speaker, know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Location and contact, you can email me. Here's the email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can send a comment or review. Put your name, email, subject, and message, and please click on submit. Gospel artists in the industry. Here are some of the gospel artists in the industry. So please be sure to check that out. Gospel artists in the industry and support their music. Here are some links right here. We have two gospel artists. We have the radio station Love's Comedy and Entertainment. We have LinkedIn. We have Love's Media and Event Coverage. We have articles, Love, Live Jesus Ministry, and The Spiritual Guide. Then we have, of course, our gospel artist, Eddie Ruth Bradford here. If you click on that, you will hear her music as well as her bio. Then we have Meet Radio host Alfreda Love. We have many different topics that I speak on. We have Love's Author Corner. We're going to add more books, but here are some of the authors. We have Health and Human Performance. Make sure that you're watching what you eat and make sure you're moving. Entertainment and Television. Here are some of your entertainers. Just check them out on television. Be sure to support them. R&B singers. We're going to add more to those. meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. If you stay on her page, you will hear her song and her bio, then a community engagement. We're going to add so many more pictures with community engagement as well. Okay? All right. So this basically concludes the AfroDeLoveShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow with a paper pencil and an open mind and with an expectancy to be blessed, because we're going to go higher in the Lord by announcing our needs and wants unto the Lord, and the Lord is going to provide. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfroDeLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And be sure to take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure to join me on tomorrow on the AfroDeLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.